Thursday, January 27th. Back to some more speech follow-up today as the president starts dealing with the various reactions. He specifically wanted to see whether Clifford had asked for a ceasefire, and if so, have Rogers hit him on it, because Clifford's attacking us on the wrong basis, saying that the ceasefire is the hang-up, whereas it's in North Vietnam's 9 points, so we have an agreement on it. Also, the Kennedy attack, he feels, is particularly effective in saying that there should only be 1 point instead of 8 points. He wants to be sure Rogers doesn't back off to that position, and generally wants to stick to our offer and shift no ground. He was furious with the Washington Post editorial and wants Henry to write a letter to the Post rebutting it. Also said he's taking the Post off of the China trip and that Ron is not to come simpering in arguing about it, that they've deliberately screwed us and we're going to have to get back at them. And that Ziegler is not to tell any press people they're going until the president reviews the China list again. He wants Scally to get Rogers to crack Clifford on the ceasefire and answer the Kennedy line on the POWs with the withdrawal, making the point that the Democratic critics are the party of surrender. We should praise the good Democrats like Mansfield and Jackson. Don't do it as a partisan thing, but say they want a communist South Vietnam. We should drop the subtleties and fight and keep at it day after day. One line, peace is too important for politics. And another, our critics are putting partisanship above peace, partisanship above POWs. He wants Buchanan to write some of these, get some mileage out of them. He called George Meany per her suggestion this afternoon and apparently had a good chat with him. Meany said he agrees with Stennis that the president's gone as far as he can on the Vietnam thing. Also derided McCluskey, as he calls him, for attacking the secrecy, because as Meany knows, secrecy is the only way you can end up with a good bargain. The president left at about 4 for Camp David to spend the night. We'll be back tomorrow, end of January 27th.